Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Alrighty, I've got a low-fat decaf caramel Zoloft for Greg. Greg? Hey, yep, there you go. 2 weeks of couples therapy, extra whipped cream. Don't want to know what you're using that for. It's enough to share. You can, oh, okay. All right. An iced coffee with a Tony Robbins book on the side for Denise. Denise? Hey, Denise. There you go. That's a good read. It's a good one. Nice little meditation music. That'd be great. Yeah. All right, a little jazz. Yeah. Okay. You take it easy. This one just says a hug for Nate.
That's mine.
Bring it in here, big guy. Come here.
Please come again.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to your favorite podcaster's favorite mental health podcast, Life's a Wreck. I'm your host, who drinks black coffee unironically, Kyle Moore, and joining me, as always, my co-host, my good friend, gigantic pain in the ass, also me.
Kind of you. Kind of you.
Yep.
There are some differences. For instance, I'm...
Anytime.
There's
a little bit more.
We're not that similar.
Every day we become more of a yin and yang.
See, I'd never say something that lame. So there's a difference.
Also, how'd you think the
coffee joke earlier was terrible?
Sorry, how'd you think the keynote went?
just a lazy segue. But to be honest, man, I thought it went really well.
Right?
That little nervous rush kind of thing. I missed that, man.
How good was that?
It makes me feel alive.
Can you imagine what it'd be like to actually be in front of a crowd, real life?
Electric. You'll have to watch those little earthquake hands, though.
Hey, low blood sugar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, either way, a lot of great things happening right now. And thank you to everyone who came to the keynote.
Much love to you guys. And as a bit of a thank you, I'd just like to play a quick audio clip of Kyle walking in to record today.
Look at me, my head is so big and I smell so bad.
So you're a child.
Oh, but dude, I thought we had so much in common. We're okay. So similar.
All right, moving on. Shout out to our boy Nate for the inspo behind this week's intro.
Yeah, Nate's a really great musician, and definitely go check him out on Instagram at NathanielMP3. Or if you want to go check out his music, just go to your favorite music listening platform and search Not Applicable. He's really got this really unique vibe. Love his stuff, so definitely go make sure to check him out. And while you're on socials, make sure to go follow us, rate and review the podcast, you know all the deals. And if you want to get your skit on the podcast for an intro, all you have to do is check out the little question box that we put up on our socials the week leading up to a podcast, and your skit might be chosen and you might get a shout out on our consistently growing podcast. So there you go.
Well, we're on it. Since you're already going to be on your phone checking out Nate's music, I mean, you might as well pop over to the App Store, the Google Play Store, just download Tether.
Wow, well done. Great say. Are you a man who is looking for a community of your peers who just get it? A place to air out your thoughts and seek support from other men? Then Tether is something you should definitely check out.
It's a really incredible peer support social network that you can download onto Apple or Android software. And it's going to introduce you to this amazing community of men who just get it, that we're also a part of. So download it today. and start connecting. We are getting better. We are getting better at this.
Hey, you said it, not me. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking about getting better.
Segway!
This week's guest has really shown people that even in quarantine, with the gyms closed, mental health struggles at an all-time high, that we can still progressively get better both mentally and physically.
My incredible friend, Gina Amin, is a personal trainer from Toronto who decided to pursue a career in personal training after she spent years dealing with body image issues and insecurities.
During the first of so many f***ing COVID lockdowns, Gina decided that she was going to lose weight that had made her feel insecure and unhealthy, and along the way she was able to transform her body and mind into a healthier and happier one. She started sharing her fitness journey and philosophies on social media, and almost overnight was able to reach millions of other young women.
Now she wants to continue to use her skills, experience, and the power of sharing her own journey to help others become the best version of themselves.
Huh, sounds familiar.
Yeah. Funny how that works, eh? Yeah. Almost like there's power in sharing your story. It's crazy.
Gina, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
Things are good, a little bit busy for me just because things have changed in my life dramatically within the last 4 months. So I'm still trying to adjust to everything. I'm still trying to get used to everything. But mentally, I'm probably the best that I've ever been, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been like a really, really good start to the year, but I've been very good. Thank you for asking.
That's great. Yeah, of course. What's been the catalyst for this, your really positive mental state?
Well, I guess I could just share my story a little bit.
Absolutely. Hop into it.
Absolutely. So pretty much I had started personal training about 2.5-3 years ago, and things were going really well, fairly quickly, which was great. But what had happened was I was so distracted with trying to make as much money as possible in a way. Like, that was my main focus, that I kind of just neglected my body, neglected nutrition, neglected any sort of self-care completely, just to make sure that I was trying to make as much money as possible. But that obviously didn't turn out great. But as much as I was making money, I just didn't feel like myself in my body anymore, because I had gained 20 pounds and I was still trying to pursue this personal training career of mine. And I was a little hesitant because I was like when you hire a personal trainer, for example, you want them to look like a personal trainer. And I didn't
know what I mean. Yeah.
I didn't feel like I looked like that. And that was a lot of pressure on me. But thankfully COVID happened, which is something that I'm super grateful for personally. Because I kind of just, I think a lot of people actually did really enjoy that time to kind of self-reflect and have that time just to yourself, just to focus on yourself. And that's exactly what I did. I pretty much just was focusing on myself, getting my fitness in check, getting my nutrition in check. And honestly, I was posting a lot on Instagram and TikTok, and that blew up very luckily. I'm super, super grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Been doing some numbers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been great. But it all kind of just happened at the same time. So I'm just happy because this is exactly what I love to do. I love training, and it kind of just all fell into place. And that's why I'm feeling
good.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that. When you were kind of looking to make as much money as possible, was it through personal training or was it through other things and you were doing personal training on the side?
It was, I guess, somewhat both. I was working at a restaurant at the time as well. And I, at the time, had no idea what I wanted to do when I was older. Was so stuck, and I I talk about it all the time. I was at Ryerson. I went to Ryerson and I was in a program that I hated. Child and youth care was just something that I don't know, I liked it, but I just didn't find it very challenging at all. It was just kind of one of those classes where
you went through the paces kind of thing.
Exactly. And you could totally skippable. You could skip a class and you'll do fine kind of thing.
Right.
So I was just in this hump where I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I really liked personal training. That was something I really wanted to do, but a lot of people doubted it with money wise. They were just kind of oh, you sure you can make a decent living? So
Right. Yeah.
I was just trying to like prove to everybody that I could do it. So I was like working a lot of hours just to kind of be like, yeah, I'm making like really good money. But realistically, I was just like working way too much. And that's what happened. But
I resonate with that so much because I feel like a lot of the times within my own life, it's been that like, that idea of like, okay, I'm going to sacrifice everything else in my life and like starve my, like, you know, miss meals, all this kind of stuff because I'm like, oh, like I gotta make sure that I'm like podcasting 24/7 and doing all this stuff.
Exactly.
And I found, and I don't know if you also found this, that like once I started to focus again on myself and my own health, like it was amazing how all of this stuff around me, I was like, wow, like it really seems like people kind of resonate more when I'm able to give 100% of myself versus like to like one or two things versus 20% of myself to like 50 different things.
100%. And it just all goes back to like loving yourself first. Like you just got to love yourself first before you get into anything, like before you do anything with your career or relationships or anything like that, you got to love yourself. So I totally agree on 100%. That.
Yeah. I think it's a great metaphor that, I've always been kind of told is it's like if you were to give out, like you yourself kind of like you have a finite amount of energy and love and all these things that you can give. It, as much as people want to think that it is just this boundless that we as people are just like untapped, you know, we have all of this like potential. We can always give.
100%.
It is so funny that like how quickly you can deplete when you're like, okay, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Like when I was at school, you know, I went to Ryerson as well.
Yeah.
That like when I was working on the podcast, serving at a restaurant, working as an intern, trying to balance like relationships and that kind of stuff, I was a shell of a person.
Totally.
And yeah. And then after, and funny enough, when COVID happened, I was like, I literally remember about 2 weeks before COVID had happened and I was told by my parents that they wanted me to move home. I was like, I was on the phone with my parents basically being like, hey guys, like I'm at the point where like, I'm probably going to go to the hospital tonight because like, I just can't handle everything that's going on. And COVID really, like you said, it put a lot of things into perspective where it was like, holy shit, like I need to start focusing on myself because if I don't, this is going to be just like I can't do anything.
Absolutely. That's so true. Yeah. And I think like right now, a lot of people hear like, you got to work, you got to grind, you got to keep doing this, keep doing that. But
yeah. Oh my God. Grind culture.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, it's exhausting at some point. Like when you see that all the time, it's just kind of like, it's also really important to work on yourself and focus on you before you get into anything. And that's probably like the biggest thing I learned after COVID or the first quarantine for sure.
Yeah. The first of many quarantines.
Yes, exactly.
That's actually, I think, a great transition into kind of like the mindset of fitness. And I think that from what I've seen from your content and knowing you, like, it's an interesting thing to see. Like, I would love if you could walk me through your mindset of your weight loss and your fitness journey, because I feel like a lot of the times, and I don't know if you see this with clients or within yourself, that like people kind of try to like almost hate themselves into a version of themselves they can love.
Absolutely.
And it's like, yeah. And I find that can really obviously hinder your fitness potential because it's like, oh, I've done 5 pushups and I'm not where I want to be. I hate myself. I'm going to quit.
Exactly.
Versus it being like, I feel good after this. And that's kind of like the benchmarks to go off of. So I would love to, if you could walk me through what that all looked like for you from when you gained the weight, from when you lost the weight, and just kind of like that whole journey.
For sure. So what had happened when I like initially gained the weight, I was always like a leaner, smaller girl. So when I had gained the weight, I honestly, like, I can't even explain my mindset really during that time. It was just like, it was just a lot of things were going on as well. Like a lot of bad things in my life were happening and that was getting to me, and like trying to prove to everybody that I could get into fitness was like really, really getting to me. And like being a personal trainer who gained 20 pounds of unwanted fat, like doesn't sound great. And that was definitely like completely crushed my, like, I don't know, I guess my confidence, like my confidence
was
thrown out the window when all of that happened. And when COVID like started and quarantine started, I was like, okay, well now I don't have a gym. Like, how am I gonna, I felt even worse at the very, very beginning of quarantine. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna lose the weight. I'm just gonna keep gaining weight. And I started realizing that like, I just want to be more active now, because not just because I want to lose the weight, but more so like I used to love the feeling of, you know, working out. Like mm-hmm. I used to love it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
for some reason during that time when I had gained the weight, I didn't like working out as much as I used to. And I just wanted mm-hmm. that feeling again. And my mindset was more so like, just do it to feel better. Like just do it because you used to love this so much. And mm-hmm. that was like, that was what I was trying to focus on, more on like the health side of fitness. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to my clients as well. It's like, do it because it's good for you, not because mm-hmm. of the results that come with it, even though they're going to come with it. Like, I promise you they'll come, right. but like, you gotta look at it as like, this is good for you. Your body needs this. Your body literally craves mm-hmm. this. So it was more so like, I just want to love it again. And I did, I ended up really enjoying it. And when you start to enjoy it and you start to like be really consistent with it, you then see the results and then you're even more, you know, invested into fitness. But yeah. I think the most important thing is like, do it because it's good for you, not because mm-hmm. of the results. That's just like the biggest thing for sure.
Yeah. How have you found that, whether it's with clients or with yourself, that idea of loving your body? Because I know that so many people, that's a tough thing to do. Hell, I'll be the first to say, like, within quarantine and stuff, it has been one of those things where I've tried so hard with certain right. elements of my life where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna stay lean, blah blah blah,
totally.
And then once in a while you walk by a mirror and you catch a look at yourself and you're like, damn it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I know, I need to yeah, it's like, oh god, I gotta get back at, like, back at it kind of thing.
I know the feeling.
So I'm really curious, like, what you tell clients and clients who have a tough time with that in general. And like, it's daunting to, that's a big undertaking to, okay, like, I've got a personal trainer, I'm going to transition my life to this healthier lifestyle. Like, that's an intimidating thing.
Big step. Yeah.
And I know sure. that a lot of people who might be listening to this might be thinking, like, I would really love to go on that same journey, but I don't really know where to start. Right. And so I would love to kind of know what you would say those first steps have looked like, whether it's for you or your clients or anything like that.
Yeah. So I think the biggest step, the first step would definitely be to pretty much tell them to stop comparing yourself to anyone.
Yeah. Comparison, the thief of joy.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's yeah. something that I used to do all the time. And it's thanks to social media and thanks to all the little Barbies on Instagram that make you feel like you have to look like that. And mm-hmm. I always like try and preach that it's just like, it's not realistic. There's a lot of things that come with it when you see things on Instagram. It's just not what you think it is for the most part. And right. I always try and like reassure my clients that and just tell them like, you need to focus on you. You need to focus on you like losing your weight, or if you want to like a big butt, for example, we'll get you a big butt, but don't focus on looking like somebody else because it's just not realistic. Right. And I think that's the mm-hmm. biggest thing. Girls just compare themselves all the time. And like, I always preach that like, you're never going to look like somebody else as much as you try. Like it's very difficult for you to look like someone else. You just got to love yourself and work on yourself and be the best version of you. That's mm-hmm. always what I try and say. Like, I think the biggest thing when it comes to bringing a client on is like, they always tell me, I want a waist, like super, super small. I want like a really big butt. I want to look like, or I've had clients tell me like, oh, I really want to look like this girl. And they'd show me a girl mm-hmm. that's just like, it's just not realistic.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing. Just be realistic about your goals and you will get there as long as you mm-hmm. like put your mindset to it and you have that drive and ambition. And if you really, really want it, then you'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's funny, you know, like even I find myself all the time and it's, you know, I think that everybody compares themselves to somebody else like totally. All the time. I am super bad about that. I remember even when I was a kid, like I would go over to my friends' places and they would have like more Legos than I would have. I was like, yeah. damn, they're so much cooler than I am because totally. Like their collections. But so like now, even especially with social media, it's like you're constantly seeing this highlight reel. That's just for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's so easy to kind of get caught up in that, just like, well, you know, I think I look okay, but I could always look, always kind of looking at that like, oh, but there's always that better. There's always that next step.
Absolutely. And also I think it's also normal to think like there is always going to be better. Like, I think that's just like human nature. Like, you can't be the ultimate best. And I think accepting that like there's always going to be better is like, I don't know. For me personally, it makes me feel better about myself when I think, you know what? There's always going to be better. Like, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
In terms of, I know it's always funny because I've had people before who have talked to me about fitness, and it's like the idea of nutrition and kind of like that whole, I think the idea of a lifestyle change can be a lot for people.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's like, oh, I want to hit my fitness goals, but I want to work it into the lifestyle that I live now.
Right.
And I know that I am so guilty of it. Even, you know, you've made me a meal plan and I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it when I've got the time. Totally. And all this kind of stuff, right?
Happens.
And
yeah.
So, yeah. And so with your clients, with you yourself, like, how do you prep for a lifestyle change? Because I feel like that's just such, for a lot of people, you're like, okay, I walk in the gym one day with, like, you know, wanting to make a couple changes to my, and I walk out with a lifestyle change and they're like, holy shit, this is a lot.
Yeah. Totally. So the process when it comes to taking on a new client actually is that they fill out an application, and pretty much this application asks you, like, how badly do you want this? Pretty much, like, that sums it up. And I take on clients that really want it. Like, it's very difficult to train someone that's not 100% in it. And I try and make sure that, you know, they want it just as much as I do, because it's not just like I'm trying to help them, but my name is on the line. I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I do my job properly, but my client has to be 100% in it. Like, if they're even 50% in it, they're not going to see what they want to see. So I think it's more so like, how badly do you want it? And like, depending on that answer, then I can take you on. And we get right into it. We kind of ease it in with the nutrition, because that's something that like takes a like quite some time to build when you're trying to change your diet completely. So we ease into it a little bit. And the workouts kind of gradually start to increase as well.
Of course. Yeah.
You don't want to go crazy at the beginning.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to start with muscle ups. So exactly, like, oh, exactly. Actually, hold on. Yeah,
exactly. But that brings me on to my next point. A lot of times when people, you know, go crazy at the beginning, they go crazy for like a week and then they give up and
burnout.
Exactly. So we slowly kind of ease into it with the nutrition and gradually increase the intensity of our workouts, which is like what everyone should be doing when starting their fitness journey. Take it easy at the beginning, slowly progress your way.
Baby steps, always. Exactly. Baby steps in anything. Totally. How have you found with COVID, seeing new clients? Because I know that if I was to start working with a personal trainer, I think that you're allowing somebody to have control of a very intimate part of your life.
Totally.
Where it's like your relationship with your physical self is something that certain people have a lot of issues with. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden you're bringing in a third party. And I think that it would be a lot easier to build that trust with somebody when you are seeing them face to face. You have that physical human connection where you're like in the same space or whatever. Totally. Have you found it more difficult doing like the electronic training?
Honestly, no. I have actually enjoyed it a lot more, I would say, just because I am able to train girls like all over the world, which is really, really nice.
Do you only train girls?
Yes, just girls for now.
Okay.
I might transition to boys at some point, but we'll see. But yeah, just girls. And I'm able to do it all over the world, which means I can just connect with more women. And, you know, they're in the comfort of their own home. They get to wear whatever they want. They're more relaxed, it seems.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I, you know, text them as much as I can, try and like, I'm talking to all of my clients throughout the week. Right. But I don't know. I found that like FaceTime has been great. I think it's just because girls are just so comfortable, and a big issue I used to have when I would train in person was that girls just weren't comfortable in the gym, period. Like they just didn't like being there. So I think like being in the comfort of their own home has really, really benefited a lot of women for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about at-home workouts?
Ideally, like if I had to choose, the gym is like my home.
Yeah, yeah.
But right. I liked the at-home workouts at the beginning just because it was something very new.
Yeah, absolutely. It was exciting.
Exactly. It was very, exactly. Yeah. But now I'm like so done with it. I'm not sure if you guys have gyms open, right?
We in our area, we do have gyms open.
But
which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Like I'm so jealous. Like it's tough transitioning from like gym all the time to home all the time is really difficult, but you got to get it done. So
I would love to hear how you've handled everything in terms of like, because I feel like you've had a pretty quick ascent within like social media and what you've done, like your own, like within running, you know, working for yourself, handling your social medias and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm curious, like, do you find that because of the fact that your lifestyle, you share a lot of that with social media, do you ever find that it gets a little bit too much, or how do you kind of like regiment yourself so that you have time for yourself and it's not just like constantly, okay, what's the next post?
That's so true. It's actually funny. I had like a little breakdown the other day, just being like, I feel like, I don't know, this is just kind of taking over my life. As terrible as it sounds, like I'm really happy and everything, but it's just like, it's such a crazy transition going from someone that like didn't share anything to sharing like some of my most personal like stuff online. And
absolutely, hey, yeah, trust me, I get it.
It's crazy and it's like a lot of people that you don't know now know you, and the people that do know you now know all these things about you, and that's what really freaked me out. It wasn't really about the people that didn't know me, it was the people that now like knew me from high school now know like all my personal shit. And it's just uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. It's like people I wasn't like friends with before, or that I was like having a little bit of a breakdown and I was like, maybe I shouldn't share too much. But I think at the end of the day, like people really do connect to someone that, you know, is very open and shares. Yeah. And I feel like people connect a lot better that way. So it's like, I think I'm going to have these breakdowns like pretty often, just because it is like scary. I never want to like, you know, share too much or say the wrong thing. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that the biggest thing, like when you're working in an area that I would say that we both work in terms of like, you are asking people to give you access to their lives, it's like, you kind of have to like, it's this give and take, right? Absolutely. Where it's like, if I'm going to expect you to give me something of with me, like when I talk to people about mental health, and they open up, it's like, I feel almost like that obligation where it's like, hey, you've given me this like little nugget of you. Well, for like sure. Now, okay, I kind of need to give you something in return so that it's like, okay, we've established that trust where it's like, if you're going to give me something and you're going to open up and feel comfortable about that, I have to, you know, not have to, but you know, it's good to do the same thing. It's like, it makes that person feel a lot more comfortable for sure.
And it makes probably so many other people feel comfortable listening to you, connecting with someone else as well. So
for sure. Yeah. When you have those moments where things are getting overwhelming, how do you kind of de-escalate within your own mind? How do you find, kind of come back to that neutral state?
For me personally, I talk to people. Talk to my mom. I talk to my boyfriend. I talk to like
real ugly guy, by the way.
Oh, I know. Horrible.
Should just throw it out there. I just can't stand the guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I've been saying this. I know.
I don't know why I'm dating him, but, no,
just for everybody listening. Yeah. Will's a really good friend of mine from university. Been on his podcast multiple times. He's been on mine. Good. Great guy.
Great guy. I go to people that I trust and I care about. And Will, my boyfriend, he's very good at calming me down. And he always notices when I, you know, overreact, or he just knows how to calm me down. Having those people that like can kind of just be like, you're good, you're overthinking, I think is like super, super important. I think talking to your loved ones is something that personally really does help me when I have like my little moments.
And that's such a funny like chicken and the egg situation where it's like, because of the fact that you open up and you tell people about what's going on in your life, they can then recognize when you are spiraling. Totally. And I think that that's such a helpful thing when it's like, okay, we've built this foundation where it's like, because of the fact that I feel comfortable sharing with you, now all of a sudden you feel comfortable being like, oh, I see, you know, it seems like things are kind of a little bit out of line. And like, if you want to talk or whatever, then we can kind of like do that together.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd actually love to hear what you do when you feel those little anxiety moments. Like, what do you do to cope? I would love to hear more about that. All I do is like go to somebody and like vent. But
yeah.
If you have
it. Yeah, I'm a big, meditation is something that I got away from, but I love meditating.
Okay.
It's something that's helped me a lot. Kind of like that idea of breath work aligning that mental and physical self, noticing small things around the room, right. really kind of like, and actually, you know, what's a funny little thing is, I've worked with like people about this before, is like, taking a little shot of lemon juice.
Oh,
because I'm somebody who when I start to overthink, I start to spiral.
Right.
And what I find with, or like eat a really sour candy or something like that, okay. that when you shock your, nervous system with something that's like unexpected, when you're in a spiraling moment, all of a sudden you kind of, it's an instant grounding exercise where it's like, now so your brain can't help but focus on the taste that's in your mouth because it's so extreme, it's so like, it kind of puckers
that
up.
Is so cool.
And it gives your brain just enough time to slow down so that you can kind of laugh at yourself and be like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. And then all of a sudden you kind of find yourself slowly, instead of like that continuous spiral, it kind of brings you back up a little bit and you're like, okay, right. I can kind of make a little bit more, yeah, start to work on my breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth, focus on that kind of core. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to try that. That's so cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's such a funny thing, right? Because it's like, and that's like the whole point of my podcast is it's like, it's not clinical. It's not backed right. by science or anything like right. that. It's just things that I've done within my own life, sharing experiences. And that's something that I remember that I did once in university. And I don't know why I did it. I was literally having just a terrible day. I was like on the kitchen floor, just super stressed out. I hadn't slept in like a couple days. Yeah. And I remember I just like opened up the fridge and I was just like looking around. I just like, I looked at the lemon juice and I grabbed lemon juice and kind of like a Gatorade bottle, kind of like squirt into my mouth. Yeah. And I just was like, oh my God, like, I couldn't believe I did. And I literally, and it felt like that fog for a couple seconds was just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what was this?
That's
awesome. And I was like, and from there I was like, oh, this is something that like I might be able to work with.
Yeah.
And so from
great.
That on, yeah, I'm if I'm like spiraling, please do. Yeah. It's awesome.
Sure. I will try that.
Yeah. Just general mindfulness I think is huge. Like I've spent so much time, within my own head, just like throughout my life, especially in university. I mean, we had met each other probably for the first time, like second year university, probably something around there. Mm-hmm. And like my first 2.5-3 years of university, all 4 years of university, my mental health was just like dismal.
Yeah.
And so I spent so much time in my head in a negative sense,
right?
That I really got to know myself very intimately, which is something that it built, even though it was a kind of a crappy foundation to build off of, I still kind of like had the building blocks that I was like, okay, if I restructure this and all right. of a sudden through therapy, through meditation and all that kind of stuff,
right.
if I go in, I already know myself. I've spent years in my head.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, if I can kind of focus on presence within a moment, but yet still know and be able to recognize things within myself and know when things are getting out of control, it really helped me kind of slow things down, which was great. And also I take medication as well, which helped a lot.
Yeah.
Just kind of helped quiet the noise in my head so that I could really go in and do work with like therapists and that kind of stuff.
Totally. Yeah.
But and also like working out, that was a big thing for me as well.
It's like, I honestly think the best medicine that you can do for yourself is
definitely
exercise.
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, it's something that, when I was back in high school, playing competitive sports, like it was the only time that I felt like my, mental illness kind of like played in my favor, especially my OCD, because like I'm somebody who so chronically, like, I'll get a thought in my head or like an intrusive thought and I will overthink it to like the extreme, especially
totally
in things like
you.
Relationships or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
One little thing will happen and I'm like rifling through every day of the relate. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And so back when I would play sports, it was an opportunity for me to like instead of hyperanalyzing myself in my own life, it was like hyperanalyze the game or the physical activity or whatever. And
absolutely.
That occupied my brain and gave me a little bit of a rest to just kind of take a step back and be like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of a breather.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you kind of just let out everything that you're holding in when you're doing things like sports.
Yeah.
So I totally agree on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Exhaust the body, exhaust the mind, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I am curious kind of like in terms of like, what was kind of the catalyst? Was it Will with the in terms of actually getting on like TikTok and increasing the content and that kind of stuff? Or was this something that, because he's told me that you you do all of your own editing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of curious, like how that all happened, because as somebody who works within that media space, it's a lot. It's a big undertaking to learn all that kind of stuff. So couple that with also being a personal trainer and everything else that you do. Kind of curious like how that all came about.
Yeah, totally. So last summer I had started like an Instagram account, like a workout page, my current page right now. And I was trying to get like a bigger following, and it just wasn't really happening on Instagram. The algorithm, it's not great on Instagram. But I had one night just was like, you know what? I'm going to post one TikTok. Like, everyone was around me was making fun of TikTok and being like, don't get it, it's for kids. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, you regret that now. But I posted one TikTok, just my transformation. It was super simple. And overnight it blew up, like completely blew up. And it transferred over to my Instagram account. And when I had noticed that I was getting followers on Instagram, I was like, okay, I need to like bump up my content a little bit just so I can get people staying. Cause ideally, like, I don't love the app TikTok. I just find the editing process.
It's a great tool kind of thing.
Yeah. I just, it's like, it helped me get to where I am, but I don't really like using the app. I think I connect a lot better on Instagram with people. So, I kind of just kept posting content. I kind of just kept posting on TikTok, and TikTok really helped me transfer over to Instagram. And that's kind of like my main focus right now. But the best way I can like describe it when I schedule myself is pretty much just have hours out of my day to edit videos or think of new content. I kind of just think of content for like the whole week. That way I don't have to worry about it on the day of, because I find that when I leave things last minute, I get very anxious and I'm like, I'm not going to get things done. Yeah. You always got to prepare. I think that's the best sort of advice when it comes to social media, is that as long as you're prepared and you have everything set for you in the next 7 days, I think it's okay. But Will did encourage me to get TikTok. Yeah. He encouraged
me
it.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason I ask is because me too.
Yeah, he encouraged it. But I didn't, like, I had no idea any of this was going to happen. I honestly think I was very lucky, to be completely honest, with TikTok.
I think a lot of people are. But I mean, like, I still think that your content very much resonates in terms of that authenticity that I think you bring to it.
Thank you.
Because I think that, like, a lot of the times within that fitness industry and why it can be so intimidating for people is because of the glamour that's kind of associated with it. Unrealistic, like, oh yeah, you know, like, this is the workout routine that I followed. Literally. And now I'm like Mr. Olympia. Like, wait a minute, hold on.
Literally, that's so true.
Yeah, so and true. so to be really, and the other thing too is I feel like there's a lot of like extremes within the fitness industry. And with you, it's like, you know, you got to a point where you weren't happy with where your body was at. You recognized a need, and then you kind of like made the necessary adjustments to then transition back into that lifestyle.
Sure.
So I feel like it's a really like, it's like a very relatable journey.
Yeah.
It's like you went through this incredible journey, but it's not something where it's like, oh, I dropped 500 pounds or I dropped 400 pounds.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, I was just, you know, I just was at a point where I wasn't happy with where I was at.
Exactly.
And I made that, turned that corner, and now I'm in a better place. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even like just physically for me. Like, I think mentally, like, I'm at a completely different position now than I was last year. And I think the biggest transformation that, like, I guess I don't even talk about enough is that I'm just, I feel like a completely different person. And I think, and fitness is like, I think one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself that like teaches you so much in life in a weird way. It's a little bit deep, but like,
yeah. How so? What has it taught you?
It's just taught me like that, as cliche as this is, it's just like hard work really does pay off. Like, as much as it sucks in the moment and you feel like you want to quit, it really, really is worth it later on. And I think that's just like a huge lesson that like we've always been taught when we were younger, but like seeing it actually work is so mentally changing. Like, I feel like as long as I set my mind with something, like, I feel like I can accomplish it, which is something that I never used to think. I was always very, you know, down on myself and
pessimistic about your capabilities and stuff.
Totally, with everything.
Yeah, like, I recognize that.
Exactly. Yeah.
In myself, yeah. Not recognize that in you. I recognize that.
No, yeah. I know. Don't worry. But yeah, I think it changes your mindset on a lot of things when you get your goals done.
What would you do, or what would you tell people who have a tough time with that, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel? who are very kind of like obsessed with that. Okay, every day it's like, I want to see something. I want to tangibly see that progress, and can kind of get caught up in that a little bit. I know you talked a little bit earlier about how you kind of only take people on who you know kind of see that long-term goal. But if somebody who's listening to this wants to kind of start to transition that mindset from daily, I need to see results, to long-term, kind of like, is there any kind of like mental, whether it's an exercise or just kind of a transition of mindset that you think could help them with that?
Totally. I think we spoke about it briefly earlier, but it's just about setting baby goals. Set small goals. Don't go crazy at the beginning. I like to always say, like, for example, for the first week, you want to focus on having your 3 workouts out of the week. Just focus on that. Right. That's all you got to focus on. Then the second week, focus on maybe 3 workouts and making sure you have 3 really good, healthy, nutritious breakfasts, that kind of thing. Every week, set a goal. Don't go crazy at the beginning, because you will burn out. I guarantee it. If you ease into the journey, you're going to start to enjoy it. You're going to find it easier for you to accomplish those goals. And it's a long-term process. It's going to take a lot of time. There really is no easy fix when it comes to fitness. And I always say that just because on social media, there's a lot of things that make it seem like you can get a 6-pack in a week.
And,
it's just ridiculous. Like, things that just aren't.
I don't know how many videos I watched during high school that was like 6-pack in a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like, yeah, this is going
to
be me.
Yeah. And I've totally followed it myself, because you always want to, you like what you hear. So you dive into that, but just focus on you. It takes a lot of time. It is not a quick fix. But yeah, just ease into it. I think that's the biggest piece of advice when it comes to starting your fitness journey, is take it easy on yourself and ease your way into it.
Yeah. Do you find that, I was talking with somebody today, about kind of like the rhetoric that surrounds mental health, and how if it's not negative, it's like chronically positive. Like, I think that there's like such like a realistic middle ground that like we don't address very often. And that's what I like about your approach to fitness and everything in your content, is it, I find it is that middle ground. It's not like, hey, like, I'm not going to make empty promises. I'm not going to like blow smoke up anybody's ass for no reason. It's like, yeah, like you said, it's those baby steps and whatever.
Yes.
Have you always been somebody who's kind of seen the more realistic side of things, or do you kind of find yourself getting caught up in that negative positive seesaw?
I feel like, honestly, there are moments where I do have that. And I think that's just human. I feel like we're like, this generation and this time right now, I just feel like we're so surrounded by it. And we're seeing things on social media that make us feel bad about ourselves. Like, for me personally, I still compare myself. I still, you know, like, look at someone, I'm like, oh, why don't I look like that? Or that, like, I still have those moments. And I think it's normal. I think we all have those moments. I think we all have those negative thoughts about ourselves. And I think it's really important to notice that everybody goes through it and everyone has negative thoughts about themselves. But it's just really important, once again, just to like, not, for me personally, when it comes to comparing myself to other people, it's just like, focus on you, like, stop comparing yourself. That's not going to do anything for you. But I definitely do still have those like negative moments in my life.
Of course. Yeah. You're human. We all are. Like, that's, you know, that stuff's going to come for sure.
And I think it makes someone like a bit more relatable when they have, you know, stuff going on. They're like, okay, they're a normal, cool person. Like, they still go through that kind of thing. But
exactly. Yeah. The idea of only showing the highlights, especially when are somebody who is active on social media, that kind of stuff is just,
totally.
It's kind of played out at this point. It's like, I think that there, that age of authenticity is definitely, hopefully, kind of like starting to creep in a little bit.
Yeah, I really hope so as well.
Yeah. I got 2 more questions for you, if you're if you still got the time. Okay.
Totally.
The first one is, I always like at the end of every episode to give my listeners a challenge, something that they can incorporate into their day, their week, their month, their life, just anything that has helped you along your, I would say mental journey, but mental and physical, if you kind of want to go the combination of the two or anything. And so I would love if you could, I'd love if you could put forth a challenge for the people listening to this podcast.
Okay. I have a challenge that I give my clients, so I guess I'll share that. is go on a walk, a 40 to 60 minute walk. And it's not just physically good for you. I don't know about you, but like, I just find that like, I just have time to reflect when I go on a walk. And sometimes I'm listening to music. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast. Sometimes I'm not listening to anything. But just like, not just getting your movement in, but also just reflecting and appreciating like what we have, because this past year has been just so crazy. And I feel like we're all so much more grateful now with like the world around us. And I don't know, I think it's just important, like take in the moment, go on a walk, listen to whatever you want to listen to. But I always tell my clients, try and go on like a 40 to 60 minute walk every day. Swear.
Wow.
This will change you. Yeah.
Every day. Really?
Damn. Yeah.
Good for you. When do you do it?
So sometimes I'll go like right before like 5 o'clock, because then I go grocery shopping, or like I try and find like an errand I have to do like between then. But sometimes in the morning, so great. Like 7:30 when like, you know, it's kind of quiet, you know, it's great. Whenever you can,
That's interesting. I remember when the when quarantine first started, I was going on a lot of walks, and I think that kind of tapered off. A walk every day would be highly beneficial to me, but God, it would be tough.
Kyle, try.
Like
it.
You know what? I try to do all the challenges that I really have to show it more, because I feel like I don't show it. On social media, but I try to do as many challenges as I can that guests put forth. But yeah, okay. For a week, I'll try to walk every day for a week. Okay. I will Amazing. For sure. The last question that I want to ask you, how can people connect with you? How can people support what you're doing?
Instagram is pretty much where I live. I have just transitioned over to YouTube. I really don't know how that's going to turn out though. Like I tried filming one today and it was just like a disaster. So I think,
I've been there.
Yeah, it's tough. But Instagram, I think, is the best place for, my, you know, viewers to connect with me for sure. I try to message everyone back as best as I can, but
nice. What's the Instagram? Get the plug in there.
Sure. It's workout.with.gina.
Nice. Good stuff. Well, Gina, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
Sharing that with us. And what you're doing is really great. So keep it up.
You
and
too, Kyle.
It's really good to see. Yeah.
Amazing. You too. Oh, thank you're you. Killing it.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Look at us. Who would have thought?
I know,
a couple
right?
years ago. Who would have thought?
Crazy.
And that would be all she wrote. Indeed it is. Thoughts? I thought you'd never ask.
Drum roll, please. Flair for the dramatic.
Always, man. Come on. So I think there's an interesting message in here concerning the difference between self-discipline and motivation. Gina, to me, is someone who is like running a masterclass in self-discipline, and like taking joy in the process. You can watch some BS motivational video and get like hyped up for a few minutes and just be like, holy shit, I'm gonna like rule the world. Snooze fest. But like, self-discipline is something that's like so much deeper. It's this is something I have to do. This is something that I owe myself. And I'm practicing habits that honor myself. It's a lifestyle. It's not excited for a few minutes and then right back to I don't know even what I would say, like back to just like a state of neutrality again.
Again, masterful. Oh, God. Well done.
Stop. I'm going to blush.
No, that was really something.
No, seriously, like wrap it up. I'm getting tired of editing.
Okay, good point. Guys, check out Gina on social media at Workout with Gina. That's workout.with.gina. She's amazing. Such a good friend of mine, and I can't thank her enough for being on the show today. And while you're there, you know the drill, at Morzy, at Life Strike Podcast, blah, 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 blah. Because no one's listening right now anyway, so guess what?
You smell bad.
Do I? Do I actually?
Yeah, it's not good.
Life's a wreck. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.